Joshua chapter 8. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid or get discouraged. Take all the fighting men with you and go up against Ai. See, I have delivered into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his town, and his land. You will do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king, except you may take its plunder and its cattle for yourselves. Set an ambush behind the city." So Joshua and all the fighting men went up against Ai. Joshua chose 30,000 valiant warriors and sent them out at night. Then he told them, "Look, you will set an ambush against the town behind it. Do not go very far from the town, but all of you be ready. I and all the troops that are with me will approach the town. When they come out against us, as before, we will flee before them. Then they will come out after us until we have lured them away from the town, for they will say, 'They flee before us, as before.' So we will indeed flee from them. Then you will rise up from the ambush and capture the town, for the Lord your God will give it into your control. After you have seized the town, set the town on fire, doing what the Lord has commanded. See, I have given you orders." So Joshua sent them out, and they went and hid in ambush between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of Ai. But Joshua spent that night with the troops. Joshua got up early the next morning, mustered the troops, and went up, he and the leaders of Israel, at the front of the troops of Ai. Then all the troops that were with him went up and drew near before the town, and camped on the north side of Ai, with a valley between them and Ai. He took about 5,000 men and set them in ambush between Bethel and Ai, to the west of the town. So they set the troops in position. The main force was north of the town, and the ambush was west of the town. Joshua spent that night in the valley. When the king of Ai saw it, he and his army quickly got up early the next day and went out against Israel in battle at the place overlooking the Arabah Valley. He was unaware that there was an ambush against him behind the town. Joshua and all Israel pretended to be defeated before them and fled in the direction of the wilderness. So all the people that were in the town were ordered to chase after them. So they pursued after Joshua and were lured out of the town. There was not a man left in Ai or Bethel who did not chase after Israel. They left the town open and pursued Israel. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Point the spear that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hand." So Joshua pointed the spear that was in his hand toward the town. As soon as he stretched out his hand, the troops hiding in ambush quickly rose out of their place of hiding and attacked. They entered the town, captured it, and quickly set the town on fire. When the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw the smoke from the town rising into the sky. They were unable to flee one way or the other, for the troops who had fled to the wilderness now turned back on those chasing them. When Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the town and that the smoke was rising from it, they turned around and struck down the men of Ai. The others who captured the town came out against them, so they were surrounded by Israelites on both sides. They struck them down so that none survived or escaped, but they captured the king of Ai alive and brought him to Joshua. When Israel had made an end of killing all the inhabitants of Ai in the field, in the wilderness where they had chased them, they had all fallen by the edge of the sword. All Israel returned to Ai and struck it with the edge of the sword. 12,000 fell that day, both men and women, the total population of Ai. For Joshua kept holding out his hand with the spear until he had completely destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. But Israel took the cattle and the plunder of that town for themselves, according to the word of the Lord that he had commanded Joshua. So Joshua burned Ai and made it a permanent ruin, as it is to this day. The king of Ai was hung on a tree until evening, and at sunset Joshua gave the order, and they took his body down from the tree and threw it at the entrance of the town gate, and raised a great pile of stones over it, which remains there to this day. Then Joshua built an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, on Mount Ebal, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the Israelites. It is written in the scroll of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones upon which no one had ever used an iron tool. They offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings on it to the Lord. Then, in the presence of the Israelites, he wrote on the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he had written. All Israel, their elders, officers, and judges, along with the foreigner and native-born, stood on both sides of the ark in front of the Levitical priests, who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord. Half of them stood in front of Mount Gerizim, and half of them in front of Mount Ebal. Just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had previously commanded that they should bless the people of Israel. Afterward, he read all the words of the law, the blessings and the cursings, according to all that was written in the scroll of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua did not read before all the assembly of Israel, including the women, children, and foreigners who lived among them.